On April the 15th, 2022, many people throughout the world acknowledged the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic in the icy waters of the Atlantic Ocean. On the Titanic, there were three classes of people. There was first class, there was second class, and there was third class. When the Titanic sank, there was only two classes of people left: the saved and the lost. Amongst the passengers that perished on the Titanic was John Jacob Astor. And John Jacob Astor was a millionaire, and he was the richest man on the Titanic. Astor's wealth bought him a first-class ticket on the Titanic, but all the wealth he had could not purchase him peace in eternity. Jesus said, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" John Jacob Astor couldn't buy his salvation with all the money that he had. On the Titanic, there was another man, and his name was also John. His name was John Harper. And John Harper was a Christian minister from Scotland. And whilst the terror gripped the majority of people on the sinking Titanic, John Harper knew he had a task. And it was not to save himself, but it was actually to save others. Middletown Bible Church has written this on the internet. The Titanic struck the iceberg at 11:40 p.m. on the 14th of April 1912. It went down on April the 15th. As the call was issued for passengers to vacate their cabins, Harper, that's John Harper, wrapped his daughter in a blanket, told her that she would see him again one day, and passed her to one of the crewmen. John Harper's, he was a widower, his wife had died, and he had this little daughter, young daughter, on board the Titanic. After watching her safely board one of the lifeboats, he removed his life jacket and gave it to one of the other passengers. One survivor distinctly remembered hearing him shout, "Women, children, and the unsaved, into the lifeboats!" Harper knew that the believers were ready to die, but the unsaved were not ready. Harper then ran along the decks, pleading with people to turn to Christ, and with the ship sinking, he called upon the Titanic's orchestra to play "Nearer My God to Thee." Gathering people around him on deck, he then knelt down and with holy joy in his face, raised his arms in prayer. As the ship began to lurch, he jumped into the icy waters and swam frantically to all he could reach, beseeching them to turn to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Finally, as hypothermia set in, John Harper sank beneath the waters and passed into the Lord's presence. He was 39. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." How could John Harper be so brave on the Titanic? Well, John Harper had resurrection hope as the Titanic sank. John Harper knew, and he had proclaimed throughout his life, the death, the life, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for all humanity. John Harper knew that there was life beyond the grave. And 110 years ago, on April the 15th, 1912, John Harper met his resurrected Saviour, the Lord Jesus in heaven. The Apostle Paul said, "We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." You know, when we think about the Titanic, our world is sinking in sin. But every Easter, Christians can proclaim the good news of a great rescue. A rescue where God instigated the fact that he would send his Son to come to this earth and pay the full provision for all mankind to be rescued from the penalty and power of sins. And Jesus Christ did that, dying on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood as a Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, and rising again on the third day. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." On the Titanic, there were three classes of passengers. First class, second class, third class. When it sank below the icy waters of the Atlantic, there was only two classes, saved or lost. If you were on the Titanic, which class would you have been in? Make sure that salvation is your priority. And make sure, just like John Harper, that the salvation of others also is a major priority in your life. Somehow, some way, we've got to be getting the gospel out to someone, somewhere, today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the resurrection hope. And Lord, I would pray for anyone here that does not know that they have a home in heaven, that they might know that they can have a home in heaven, that they can have resurrection life even today. They can be sure of going to heaven if they simply trust that Jesus is God Almighty, who came to this earth, lived a perfect life, and died on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And furthermore, he was raised on the third day. We thank you that Jesus' death was not in vain, but he triumphed over the grave. So Lord, I pray for anyone here that would be in the category of being lost, that they don't know that they have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And Lord, for others that are in the saved category, we pray that we would set out priorities in our life. Priorities of prayer, priorities of purity, and priorities of reaching the lost for Jesus. Father, we thank you for the resurrection hope we have. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Help us to give resurrection hope to a world sinking in sin. In Jesus' name, amen.